As we're getting slowly, you know, quickly approaching Rosh Chodesh Adar, so I want to go talk about a couple of halachos that are unique. This year, Purim is on a Friday, which makes it even more of a busy day than it usually is. It's already such a busy day. So one of the questions, the initial questions as people are planning for their Purim is what time should they make their Purim Suda this Friday? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tafresh Sadi Hey points out Kishachal Purim b'yom Shishi, when Purim comes on Friday, Yasu Suda b'shachar, so you should make the Suda in the morning, Mishum Kavod Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. What does that mean, because of Kavod Shabbos? It's a concern that if I have a big, fancy, elaborate meal on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, so then when it comes time for the Suda Shabbos, I won't be hungry. So what's going to happen? I'll have a big, elaborate meal Friday afternoon, and then comes Friday night, it'll be Shvach. And that's not right for Kavod Shabbos, so therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should have the meal in the morning. However, the Mishnah Brura points out that the Yad Ephraim, he says, I am the Yad Ephraim, Asher Kasav Sham. So what is that? Sorry, what is the morning? So Mishnah Brura says, morning means until Chatzos. Chatzos, this year on Purim Day, will be about 1:05 p.m. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the appropriate thing to do is to have your Purim Suda in the morning, at least so that it finishes by Chatzos. So you start at 11, you're done by 1, and that would be the way to do so. But the Mishnah Brura does also write, look at the Yad Ephraim, he quotes the Ma'ariel. What did the Ma'ariel write? So the Yad Ephraim writes, Kasev b'tshuvas Ma'ariel, dahainu kodem shah siris. You don't have to finish your meal before Chatzos. You're really before the 10th hour of the day. Where does this idea of finishing a meal before the 10th hour of the day come from? It's actually halacha every single week on Erev Shabbos. Halacha, if you want to have lunch on Erev Shabbos, you're running around Erev Shabbos, you need to have lunch. So the halacha is, you're not supposed to have a suda that ends after this, the 10th halachic hour, which is about a half hour before Minchas Katana. Why is that? For this reason, right? Because if you're going to have a meal later in the afternoon, then you're not going to be hungry Friday night for the dinner. But if you have the meal, Chazal assume, enough hours before nighttime, before sunset, so then you'll be hungry again. You had lunch, and you'll be ready for dinner, would be your Suda Shabbos. So that's what Ma'ariel writes. Rav Shechter, 2020, the last time this happened, the reason everyone's wondering, like, what was the last time Purim was on a Friday? It's because the last time Purim was on a Friday was like the COVID Purim, like not the initial COVID Purim, but like the first Purim after, COVID, we'd had our entire COVID experience. And we were still like having multiple minyanim, et cetera, et cetera. My kids were in quarantine actually that year. And so a lot of us don't remember like having a real Erev Shabbos Purim. So this will be the first time in a long time that we're doing this. But Rav Shechter to them, when he was writing all these tshuvos about COVID, so he wrote something about this issue also, and he wrote it not related to COVID, just anyways. And he writes that there are other places where the Shulchan Aruch writes, like an Erev Sukkis also, to have the meal before Chatzos. And he says, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. And many point out that it's a chumrah. And therefore, he says the same thing here also. He says, I don't understand this idea of eating before Chatzos. Doesn't really seem to make sense to me. The halacha is on every Erev Shabbos, you can have a meal until half hour before Minchas Katana. And therefore, he says, Rav Shechter writes that he thinks it's totally permissible for a person to have a Purim Suda until that time. That time will be about 4:03 p.m., something like that, this year on Purim Day. So that is certainly, and I spoke to Rabbi Simon this morning, I asked him, just like, what does he think about this? L'chachila, deciding to have your Purim Suda to finish by 4 o'clock. He thought that was fine. And certainly if a person's running around, there's a zillion things to do, so to go ahead and have your Purim Suda a little later in the day, where you're going to have a little more Menuchas HaNefesh maybe, and be able to have it a little more enjoyable, that certainly would be permissible. So a person can have their Purim Suda in the morning, certainly permissible to do, a good idea, following the Shulchan Aruch and Chatzos. A person could also follow the Ma'ariel, quoted by the Yad Ephraim, to have their Purim Suda until, 4 o'clock or so on Purim Day also would be totally fine. Well, there's a third sheet there, which I think is like people that you've heard about maybe a little bit, which we'll talk about a different time, which is Paris Mapa Ubekadesh, this idea of having your Purim Suda go into your Shabbos meal. It's a whole different shayla, whether that's a good idea or not a good idea, but that's something that we'll talk about as we get a little bit closer.